We have the character of servants of God, and that character, the impact of that character on the lives of others.
我们有很多那种讲的一些特性，这些特性会给那个所有的那个信徒造成影响的。
I just want to say something about this for a minute. The character, your character makes a tremendous difference. Your life makes a tremendous difference on others.
所以你自己的特征让你的生活产生一个巨大的或者美妙的影响。
Look at verse 6 just for a minute of chapter 1. We'll read it later, but look at verse 6.
我们读第一章的第六节。
He says, you became imitators of us.
他说那个并且你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
And look at verse 7. So they became imitators of Paul and Silas and Timothy.
这是甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
And then in turn, they became models for all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
他这里刚才我读的就是第七节的。
You might not realize it, but as you live for God, your life has a tremendous impact upon others.
他说你可能意识不到，但是你如果也活在神里面，就会你的生活会对人家对其他的人的生活产生非常奇妙非常重大的影响。
I still remember, older Christians, their impact on me today, many, many years later.
他是今天他仍然记得那些老的基督徒对他的生活产生的影响。
You will have an impact on your children.
你会对你的孩子们产生影响。
But you will have an impact on each other.
你们会互相影响。
You will have an impact upon new people that come in.
你会影响新来的人。
You have an impact on people that know you, not part of this church, but your family and neighbors and other people that know you.
你会影响那些不会来教会的，就是你的家庭的成员，你的邻居。
So we need to know that and realize that. So as we live our lives, we live it with that consciousness that God is working through our lives.
所以我们要一定要意识到，我们在生活在那样一个生活里的时候，神一定会贯穿我们整个生活。
So let's, I'm going to ask Roy to read the chapter, from verse 1 to 10, and then we'll start to get into a study of it.
All right, Chinese.
In Chinese.
Yeah, 他说让我用中文先把从第一小节到第十节读一遍，我来给大家读一下。保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督你的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄们啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙那圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里。 你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。 Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Roy.
Yeah, it was.
We see Paul, the letter is written by Paul and his fellow co-workers, Silas and Timothy.
他说他我们看到这里是保罗写的书信，然后和他的那个同工的那两个人，一个是叫希拉，一个提摩太，一起写的这封信。
Now, Timothy was a younger co-worker.
这提摩太是一个非常年轻的与保罗同工的。
Paul and Silas were older.
他说那个保罗和希拉稍微年纪大一点。
But they traveled with Timothy and they traveled with many other believers as well.
但他们跟那个提摩太一起旅行，也跟其他的信徒一起旅行。
But there's a principle in this first verse.
但有一个规律在这个第一节里面。
Have you ever thought of why did Paul take someone so much younger than him when he traveled and when he went place to place preaching?
他说为什么保罗会在一个地方一个地方讲道的时候会带一个这么年轻的提摩太跟他一起呢？
I think he wanted to be a mentor to him. He wanted to teach him as much as he could.
因为他保罗要尽量教给提摩太多的东西。
You know, I think there's something good about that. It's something good that older believers teach younger believers.
他这是非常好的，因为老的基督徒去教一些年轻的基督徒，这是一个非常好的事情。
And we didn't teach him just in a lecture method, or a classroom method.
我们不只是教他们文字上的，或者在教室里教他们的一些事情。
He taught him like the Lord Jesus taught him. He taught him by living out the Christian life and teaching him day by day along the way.
他教的提摩太就像主耶稣教保罗的那样，然后教他每天过一个圣洁的生活。
And I think that's very, very important. It's important, I think, for us to have someone that can invest time in your life and you can invest your life in someone else.
这在我们来说是非常重要的，我们也希望有些人把他的时间放在你的生活中，你也把你的时间贡献出来一些放在别人的生活中。
Now, some of you are brand new Christians.
你们有些人是刚刚信主的。
And you need someone to teach you.
你需要有人来教你。
And some of you are older Christians.
你们中间有些是年纪大的那个信主比较久的。
And it's good for you to teach others.
对你来说你应该去教其他的人。
Now, turn with me to chapter 3 for a minute.
但是我们现在看一下第三章。
In verse 2, look at chapter 3 in verse 2.
这是帖撒罗尼前书第三章第二小节，你们看一下。
Now we begin to see a little bit of Paul's attitude about Timothy.
我们来看一下那个保罗，看一点点保罗怎样对提摩太的态度。
Verse 2 says, we send Timothy who is our brother.
但是我们打发那个提摩太，他是我的弟兄。
Send Timothy who is our brother, God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ.
他说这个提摩太是神执事的是那个与神同工兼顾你们并在你们所信道上劝慰你们。
In another translation, it says, we send Timothy, who is our brother.
在另外一种翻译里翻译成就是说我们派提摩太去他是我的弟兄。
Minister of God and fellow worker.
他说是神执事的也是他的神与神同工的。
So you see these three things, or in the translation you have, these two things. Brother in Christ.
在你们看这些不同的翻译里面在你那里面是弟兄在主里的弟兄。
But Paul calls him my fellow worker.
但是保罗说是我的同工
My co-worker
他是他的那个同事
Someone who he's equal to or he's joined together in working together
他就是 那是那一种大家互相平等的而且一起做工的那样的人
When you want to encourage someone in the work of the Lord
你要是想去鼓励有些人做神的工
It's good to look at him the way Paul looked at Timothy
他说这是一个很好的方式就像那个保罗对提摩太那样去做的事情
He says you're my brother in Christ
他说你就跟他说你是我的弟兄你是我在主内的弟兄
He says you're a minister God is going to use you in your service
他说你服侍的时候那个神就 要用你来进行那个服侍
And he says, you are a fellow worker together with me.
他说你就是一个与神同工的人和我一起。
When we think of others in that way, I think it's an encouragement to them and a strength to them to go on in the Christian life.
我们如果这样去想呢，我们是去鼓励一个人，而且是坚固一个人，加强一个人的信心。
God gave Timothy, or Paul gave Timothy, certain responsibilities.
那神或者说保罗给了提摩太一些责任。
And he fulfilled those responsibilities.
他完成了那些他的职责。
And Timothy eventually becomes a very useful, very valuable, worker for God.
提摩太最终变成了一个非常有用的非常有价值的神的为神做工的人
Okay, let's move on a little bit in the same verse a little further He says Paul, Silas, Timothy to the church of Thessalonians of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ
So it's same verse?
Yeah, same one, verse the one. Latter part
one, okay.
Just the second part of it
所以这是他刚才读的是帖撒罗尼前书第一章的第一节就是保罗希拉提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会
I want to just point out one thing here in the second part
他要讲一件事指出一件事在第二部分里面
Notice what he says to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and he usesThis full term, this full title of our Lord. Look what he says, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说这里第二部分他写了一个写给帖撒罗尼教会里他用了主耶稣的前称所以他这面写的是神和主耶稣基督。
Now keep your finger there in that chapter and turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
你们把那个手指放在那里然后看看提摩太前书的第一章
Chapter 1 and verse 15
提摩太前书的第一章第十五小节
said here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners
他再次强调了这话是可信的是十分可佩服的基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人
You know, the titles of the Lord Jesus are very important.
他说主耶稣的那个 头衔是非常重要的
I don't know if you thought about it, but each part of the title of the Lord Jesus has a certain meaning.
他说不管你怎么想那个主耶稣的每一个头衔都是有不同的意义的
If you were to ask people on the street,And you would say, Jesus Christ, if you ask, what is the last part of his name? What does it mean? They may just say, it's his last name, like our surname.
如果你在街上问一个人，你跟他说，耶稣基督，你问他那个基督是什么意思，他也许，也可能他会跟你说他是他的姓。
But each of these parts of his name is very important.
他每一个那个主耶稣的名的每一部分都是非常重要的。
The last part is Christ, Christos, Christ.
他说那最后一部分就是基督。
Which means Messiah.
基督的意思就是弥赛亚。
Messiah means he is the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Lord's anointed one who would come in the New Testament.
他说这个基督是那个弥赛亚是那个以那个实现了所有那个预言的那个被膏的那一位。
Jesus means Jehovah is Savior.
耶稣的意思就是耶和华是救主。
Or Jehovah saves.
或者说耶和华拯救。
One is the position of Savior and Messiah.
一个是那个他的位置作为一个弥赛亚和那个救主。
Jesus the one who goes to the cross and saves us.
耶稣是那一位走向十字架而拯救我们的人。
And Lord, which means he is sovereign.
那个主是意味着他为我们而受苦。
He is over all. There's no one higher than he is.
他是高过一切的，没有一个人高过他。
Caesar was called Lord.
凯撒也被称为主。
The highest title given to the most powerful man in the world.
就最高的一个头衔给世界上最有权力的人。
It's given to the Lord Jesus, so he's the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是给了主耶稣，他是我们的主耶稣基督。
And so the Apostle Paul says, "Grace and peace to you."
保罗说那些恩典和平安在你们里面。
And then he says in verse 2, he says he begins to explain how he prays for them.
他的第二节里在讲他怎样去赞美他。
Notice what he says. He says, "We always thank God."For all of you.
他说这里讲的是什么呢？说我们一直是感谢神，为你们而感谢神。
Mentioning you in our prayers.
他把你们在我的那个祷告词里提到了。
We have a tremendous principle. Paul knew many, many people.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情，因为保罗认识很多人。
I don't think this was just a nice way of beginning his letter to them.
他说他不这不仅仅是一个很好的方式开始他的信这封信。
You see a tremendous bond that he had with these believers.
他说你看见那些非常棒的一些事情在他这个信里面。
It's interesting how the Apostle Paul speaks in almost all of his letters how he prays for those people.
他说这是一个非常有趣的保罗在他所有的书信里都是在赞美那些人。
He mentioned he prays for Titus.
他提到了对提到了这个人。
He prays for Timothy.
他为他赞美提摩太。
He prays for the believers in all the epistle letters that he had.
他称赞那些所有接受他信的那些人。
He mentions in Romans over 30 people he prays for in the last chapter.
他在那个罗马书的最后一章里他称赞了32个人。
It just shows how we need prayer.
这是告诉我们怎样去那个祷告。
And we need to pray for others.
我们会应该互相祷告。
And so Paul says, we thank God for all of you, mention you in our prayers.
但是保罗说我是感谢神在我们所有祷告里提到里面。
He praises God for them.
他赞美神为他们而赞美神。
Then he intercedes for them.
他也为他们说情。
He says in verse 3, we continually remember before our God the Father your work produced by faith.
他说我曾
Verse 3.
Okay, just a moment. 在这个帖撒罗尼那个第一章第三节里，他在这里讲了，他说那个在神我们的父面前，不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的苦，你们可以读一下。
He says we remember the work that was produced by your faith, the labor prompted by your love, and the endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是在刚才在读这个提摩太书帖撒罗尼书一书里面那个第一章的第三节，大家可以看一下。
He prayed for the work they did. He prayed for their labor. He prayed for what they were involved in that area.
他为他们的那个所下的功夫所做的劳苦为他们祷告。
It's good to do that. Good to have a list. Pray for different ones. Pray for different needs within a church.
他这是一个很好的，就是你有不同的那个列的一个表，为不同的需要和不同的需求去祷告。
To pray for the salvation of other people.
为其他的人的救恩而祷告。
You know, God answers prayer. We sang a little song on Sunday about prayer, and it's true. God answers prayer.
他说我们在星期天早上唱的一个歌里讲的，神是回应你的祷告的。
And we need to remember that. Pray for those who are not saved yet.
我们要记住，我们要为那些没有得救的人祷告。
It's amazing as we begin to pray for those who are unsaved and pray for needs, how God meets those needs.
所以这是非常奇妙的，为那些没有得救的人，他们在生活中有所需求的，神是怎样满足他们需求，为这样的事情祷告是非常奇妙的。
We had a neighbor who was saved in a home Bible study.
他在他们那里有一个邻居，在他们的圣经学习里也得救了。
And she was a new believer. She was a neighbor of us, lived right next door to our house.
他是一个刚信主的人，是他们隔壁一个房子里的一个人。
And sometimes when the kids were asleep in bed at 9 o'clock or 9:30, she would come over to our house.
他说有时候在九点钟，晚上九点钟孩子睡了，他会来到他家里。
And she would tell us how much she wants her husband to be saved.
他也向他们说，他是多么的想要他的丈夫得救啊。
And her children to be saved.
他的孩子们得救。
And remember praying for her husband, praying for her children.
他记住为他的丈夫和他的孩子们祷告。
Her mother was not saved, and we would pray for her mother.
她的母亲也没有得救，他们又为她的母亲祷告。
And her children got saved first.
她的孩子最第一个得救了。
But it was a long time. It took a long time for her husband to come to Christ.
但是这花了太长的时间，她的那个丈夫才得救。
I'm not sure how many years, but we prayed and prayed for her husband.
他不确定他们祷告了多少年，为那个妇女的丈夫祷告了多少年。
Occasionally he would come to Sunday morning to church once a month, twice a month.
他有时候他会在星期天来到教会，或者一个月来一次，或者两个月来一次。
He didn't seem to have any interest.
他看不出来他有多大的兴趣。
But we kept on praying.
但是我们一直不停地祷告。
And after about 5 years, 6 years, he came to Christ.
他说在五年或者六年以后，他就变成了一个基督徒。
But before that, I remember her saying to us, my husband will never get saved.
在那个之前，他记得那个妇女跟他讲说，他认为他的丈夫永远不可能得救。
I remember her saying that her mother, she will never get saved.
他也记得他说他的母亲也永远不会得救。
And it seemed like that would happen. They would never get saved.
就是看起来好像是他说的那样，他们永远不会得救，不会信。
But her husband was saved.
但是她丈夫得救了。
And 3 years ago, when her mother was 73 years old, her mother got saved.
在那个三年以后，当她的母亲73岁的那年，在她的丈夫得救以后的三年，就是他母亲73岁那年，他母亲也得救。
It was a lesson to me that in our minds, sometimes we think that certain things will never happen.
他说这是一个很好的一个教训，在我们的心里就觉得你不要认为很多事情是一定的。
We pray for them and we think they will never happen.
我们要为那些你认为永远不会发生的事去祷告。
But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
神会去给那些所有的
He was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
神会给你们的答应就超过了你们所有的超过你们想象的所有的那些事情神都会去答应你们。
But he tells us to pray, or he shows us by example to pray. We thank God for you and we remember you before God, your work, your labor, your endurance, in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说这个是给我们的一个榜样，然后就是你要记住。神，我们不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主所受的人呢。
I want to think with you about this next section. This is a real important section in this chapter.
他说他要看下面一部分，这下面一部分是非常重要的一部分。
He says in verse 4, "We know, brothers, loved by God, that God has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not with words only, but with power."
这里讲的第四小节讲的，被神所爱的弟兄们，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。然后在第五小节里讲，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不都在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵。
He talks about the coming of the gospel into their lives, how the gospel came to them.
他这里讲到的是，圣经是怎么，福音是怎么样到他们的生活里面去的。
I think we need to remember that we're not just speaking words. When we share the gospel, we're not just speaking words.
他说我们这里，我们不是单单在讲一些话，我们是在分享圣经福音。
You don't realize it, but the Spirit of God is using, he's using your words in a powerful way in the lives of other people.
你可能意识不到，那个圣灵是在通过你的话来，通过你自己的话，用一个非常强有力的方式传到别人那里去的。
We sometimes cannot fully understand all that God is doing when we just share the gospel with people who don't know Christ.
我们有时候不能理解神是怎样去做工的，当我们把那个福音传到别人那里去的时候。
There's something very powerful that takes place.
有一些非常有强有力的东西在那里发生了。
Now keep your finger there in 1 Thessalonians. Now turn with me to Acts chapter 26.
他说你们继续留在把手指放在那里，我们去看一下使徒行传的第二十六章。
And verse 18.
十八小节。使徒行传二十六章十八小节。
Now notice what Paul says happens when we preach the gospel.
他说这里看到了，你们要注意到神是当你传福音的时候，保罗说什么发生了。
When we preach the gospel, Paul tells us six things that happen.
当我们传福音的时候，保罗告诉我们将有六件事要发生。
Now the people he's talking about, people who were not Jewish, they were Gentile people, non-Jewish.
他向他的听众是一些外邦人，而不是犹太人，是一些不信的外邦人。
Notice verse 18.
我们来看看十八小节。
He says, when you are to go and you are to preach to these people,Then he says, what will happen?
他说当你去的时候，你要向那些人传福音的时候，你要看看什么发生的下面。
He says, they will open their eyes.
他说要打开他们的眼睛。
Spirit of God will open their eyes.
圣灵将会开他们的眼睛。
You might not think anything is happening when you speak to someone, or you share and talk with them,pray for them, but God is opening their eyes.
但你向一个人传福音的时候，你可能看不到是发生了什么，但是神会开他们的眼。
We should be very encouraged with the promise that God has here. When we share the word of God, eyes are open. Other people who don't know Christ, their eyes are opened.
我们要也应该得到鼓励的是，就是说，当你跟一些不信的人传福音的时候，他的眼睛，神开了他们的眼。
If you go to someone and you just share your testimony, you tell them how you were saved.
你如果到一个人说你去跟他分享那个福音，然后告诉你自己的证词，你是怎么得救的。
If they've heard nothing about Christianity and you tell them how God changed your life.
如果他们从来没有听到过基督教，你可以告诉他神是怎样改变你的生活的。
Their eyes will be opened.
他们的眼睛就开了。
Their eyes will be open. Now, notice what else it says.
他眼睛开了，看下面一部分是怎么说的。
Eyes will be opened, and they will be turned from darkness to light.
眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。
They will be turned. They'll be the beginning of turning them from darkness to light.
他们也要开始从那个黑暗中转向了光明。
I think this even happens before they believe in the gospel.
他认为这件事情在他们相信福音之前已经发生了。
The book of Psalms says, "The entrance of your word bringeth light."
那个诗篇里讲这个，当你讲神的话时，会给你带来光。
It says in John chapter 1 when the Lord Jesus as the true light which lights every man that comes into the world.
他说那个在约翰福音第一章里主耶稣是光，他来的世界他就是光，他超过了一切的光。
So it begins, the word of God begins by the Spirit of God to bring light in lost people's lives.
所以在神的话里和在神的圣灵里给很多人的生活带来了光。
It says, I will open eyes, I will turn them from darkness to light, I will turn them from the power of Satan to God.
这里讲到要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
So that they may receive the forgiveness of sins.
这里讲他们可以从这里得到得蒙赦罪。
And they would be sanctified by faith that is in me.
他们因又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
These five different things that takes place when the word of God is preached.
他有五件事发生当神的话被敞开的时候。
Don't let Satan close your mouth.
不要让撒旦让你闭嘴。
Don't be afraid of men and women and others.
不要害怕人，男人或者女人或者其他的人。
If the Lord gives you an open door, share the word with them.
如果主给你开了一扇门，你要分享神的话向他们。
I want to just share a little story about a neighbor of ours, another neighbor. Faith has had a Bible study with her. She's from the Philippines.
她分享另外一个她的邻居，他们是在圣经学习小组里，是那个 Faith 圣经学校，她是从菲律宾来的。
A man in the United States got connected with her on the internet. Internet marriage.
一个人他在那个通过网恋那样的。然后结婚了。
She came to the United States after her marriage, and she just moved into next door to us.
她到美国来是结婚的，然后她搬到美国以后就在他们的住在他们隔壁。
Her husband go off to work every morning, and she didn't have a car, and she'd be left at home.
她的丈夫每天早上要开车去工作，她没有车，所以她自己就留在家里。
We got to know her, and Faith had a one-to-one Bible study with her.
他们认识他是Faith 跟他一对一的那个圣经学习而认识。
They had studies for 2 years.
他们一起学习了2年。
And little by little she'd be learning. Before she was saved, she'd be learning.
在他得救之前，他一点一点的去学。
And she would tell us that she would get on the internet, get on email, and she would tell others all the things she was learning.
她说她当她学到了以后，她会就会上网，用那个 email， 用各种方式向所有她认识的人去传播。
She wasn't a believer yet, and she was telling her husband the things she was learning about the Bible.
她当她还没有得救的时候，她就啊、向她的丈夫告诉她丈夫她从圣经里学到的事情。
And slowly the Lord began to speak to her and she got saved.
慢慢的神就向她说话了，她就得救了。
And she was baptized.
她受洗了。
And at her baptism, she said this. She asked me to read something and I read it for her.
在她受洗的时候，她要大卫跟她读一些什么。
And she said this, I take the name of Christian.
她说我得到了基督的名。
But if you take the last three letters off the end of the word Christian,
他如果你把那个基督徒的最后英文的最后三个字母去掉，
she said it means I am nothing apart from Christ.
他说如果我离开了主耶稣，我什么都不是。
The last three letters of Christian are I-A-N.
这个英文的那个 Christian 就基督徒的最后三个字母是 I-A-N.
So she said they mean I am nothing.
他这个就是 I am nothing, 就是我什么都不是。
Apart from Christ.
如果你离开了耶稣基督耶稣。
Only the power of the gospel, power of the Holy Spirit can do that in a person's life.
只有说那个福音的那个力量才能让他去做那些事。
Now turn to one of the verse with me, and we'll get back to 1 Thessalonians. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8.
他说我们到路加福音的第八章。
This is a passage about the sower and the seed.
这是一章关于播种和种子的。
The sower is the Lord Jesus.
播种的人是主耶稣。
And the seed is the word of God.
那个种子就是神的话。
When we get back to 1 Thessalonians in a little bit, we'll see the power of the word preached.
我们的要回到那个提斯罗尼前书的话，你就会发现那个神的话被传出来的时候的力量。
Now in chapter 8 and verse 12,
在路加福音的第八章第十二小节，
we learn there's four kinds of soil.
我们在这个里面我们可以学到有四种不同的土壤。
The Lord,cast seed, plants seed on four kinds of soil.
那个主把那不同的种把种子扔到不同的土壤四种不同的土壤里面。
There's the hard soil.
一个硬的土。
There's the soil with weeds and thorns.
那个种子撒到那个荆棘和那些草野草之间。
There's soil that's got rock, rocky soil.
还有一种那种有岩石的土壤。
And there's good soil.
还有一种很好的土壤。
Now in verse 12, we learn about the hard soil.
在十二小节里我们读到那个硬的土壤。
Now each one of these soils speaks about the kind of people, certain kinds of people.
这个不同的土壤就讲到了不同的那个人。
Certain kinds of people we try to reach with the gospel and people that the Lord try to reach with the gospel.
是我们试着去接近福音还是神让你们接近福音？
Verse 12 tells us about the hard soil, the hardest to reach person, a hard sinner, we would say.
他这个十二小节里讲的是一个很难那个去传福音的那些人。
Now look what it says about this kind of soil. It says in the earlier part, In verse 5.
我们来看一下第五小节，第八章第五小节你讲到的。
It says, a farmer went out, he sowed seed on hard packed down soil, and birds came and ate up the seed.
一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了。
It was hard soil. The seed had a hard time getting into the soil.
就是一个非常硬的土壤，然后那个种子很难在里面扎根。
Now, as you get down to verse 12, the meaning, the Lord gives the meaning of that parable, the first part of the parable.
你到那个第十二小节里就看到了主是怎么样做一个比喻，他解释了前面那个比方。
Look at verse 11 and 12.
我们来读读十一小节和十二小节。
This is the meaning of the parable.
这就是那个比喻的意思。
The seed is the word of God.
那个种子就是神的道。
So when we sow, when we speak to others, we sow the word of God.
当我们跟别人讲神的话的时候，我们就是在播种神的道。
Now notice what it says next. That hard soil, it says, are those, the soil are people, it's those who hear the gospel.
在下面这一小节里去讲一下，那是什么样的人呢？那些人是听了神的道的人。
Those along the path are people who hear the gospel.
那些在路旁的就是人听了道的那些人。
Now one of the first things we should remember, as we speak to the hardest people, people who you think, as you speak the word of God is just bouncing right off of them.
他说你要记住一件事，当你开始跟一个人讲神的话的时候，通常会得到一个反弹。
We learn that these people hear the word of God. Goes into their ears. They're listening to the word of God.
这里你看到的是那个神的道已经进到他们的耳朵里去了。
Then look also at verse 12. Something else we're told.
在十二小节里我们看一下后面是我们讲的是什么。
It says the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so they may not believe and be saved.
这里讲的随后魔鬼来了，从他们心里把道夺去了，恐怕他们信了得救。
Now you look at that verse and you say, Dave, that's very discouraging.
他说你看到这一篇这一节的时候，你会说大卫啊，这个太令人失望了。
You sow the seed.They hear the word, the devil comes and takes the word out of their hearts.
你播了种，他们也听到了，然后魔鬼来了，把那个道从他们心里夺去了。
But I want you to look a little more deeply at that verse for a minute.
你要看看深度的去看一下这一节的。
We find that the hard to reach person, the hardest to reach person, is the person who Satan works the hardest.To stop from believing the gospel. That's the first thing we learn.
在这里我们学到的是那些很难传道的人，是那个撒旦非常非常努力在他心里做工，怕他得救的那些人。
But notice something else.
你要看到一些其他的一些事。
The devil is not mentioned in any other of these soils.
这个魔鬼在其他的几种土壤里没有被提到。
The weeds and thorns are mentioned. Rock is mentioned.
这野草和那个荆棘和磐石都提到了。
But the hardest to reach person is a battle to reach because of the evil one.
那个很难传道的人是就是一场战争，跟那个魔鬼的一场战争。
But I want to say this, the power of the gospel...And the power of the Holy Spirit, Satan is no match for that.
说他现在要讲的是神的力量和圣灵的力量，撒旦是没有办法去比的。
I want to look at this with you. Notice they hear, the hardest to reach person hears, right? They hear the gospel, and we find out from this verse, the gospel is in their hearts.
这里你可以看到那个非常能够传非常难传福音的人是听了道而且道也进了他们的心里去了。
We read that the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved.
我们可以读到随后魔鬼来从他们心里把道夺去了是恐怕他们信了得救。
First of all, they hear, and the word is in their hearts.
第一他们是听了然后那个道也在他们心里。
We think that the hard to reach person is miles away from believing in Christ.
我们想那些人他可能有一英里远对离信有一很远一英里远他讲。
But in reality, they're closer, much, much closer than we ever would think.
他说你认为那个人心里离主耶稣有一英里远但是他们跟离信的那个近的程度超过你的想象的。
They hear and the word of God gets into their hearts.
他们听到了神的道然后道也进到了他们心里。
And then there's a spiritual battle that takes place between the believer praying.
但是一场属灵的战争就在他们心里展开了。
Spirit of God.
圣灵。
The word of God working in their lives.
神的话在他们的生活中做工。
And we should never think that Satan is more powerful than those things.
我们永远不要去认为撒旦的力量会超过那个神的力量。
Because we find some of the hardest people to reach in the New Testament came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们在新约里看到了很多觉得他基本上不可能信的人最后信了主耶稣。
One of the hardest people to reach in the New Testament was the Apostle Paul.
在新约圣经里最难信的一个人就是使徒保罗。
He came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他信了主耶稣。
In a powerful way through the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Nicodemus was a hard piece of person to reach a hardened Pharisee. And the Lord Jesus won him to himself.
所以你要相信神的那个力量。像那个保罗啊，还有尼科迪姆斯，他们都是一些很强的法利赛人，他们最后也信了主。
So let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians.
我们要回到那个帖撒罗尼前书。
We had a long diversion there.
我们有话下面有很多要读的。
But I wanted to look at that for a minute with you. The word of God, he says, to these Thessalonians came to them in power.In verse 4 and verse 5, the gospel came not to you simply with words, but with power and the Holy Spirit and deep conviction.
在那个帖撒罗尼前书一章第四节和第五节里他讲到了我们的福音传道人不都在乎言语在乎全能和圣灵。
Now I want to read a quotation to you, from a well-known Christian and we'll have Roy translate it. This is by C.H. Spurgeon.
哎呀，用一个非常有名的基督徒的话，他引用一段，他让我来给他翻译一下。
The power of the gospel does not lie in the eloquence of the preacher. The power of the gospel does not lie in how well a person speaks.
So, 那个福音的那个能力不会像那些就是福音的权力不会就是说像那些能言善辩的那些讲道的人不会给他们不会让他们撒谎吗
Otherwise, men would be the ones who convert souls.
他说不然的话那个人就会战胜那个灵魂。
Nor does it lie in how smart we are.
不管是我们有多讲了一个多么有智慧的谎言。
Otherwise,Men would be saved by our intelligence.
他说，否则的话，我们就会通过我们自己的智力而得救。
we might preach until our tongues rotted out of our mouths.
他说我们也可以讲到我们的舌头都出了我们的嘴那样。
Or we exhausted our lungs and died.
他说最后我们会有皮最后我们就会那个皮结那你的肺部就会那个衰竭了那样的。
Our soul would never be converted unless the Holy Spirit with the Word of God would give it power to convert a soul.
我们的灵魂永远不会得救，除非是圣灵通过神的话的力量，这样我们才能得救。
So we need to remember it's the power of God that works in a person's life. And that's what happened here in Thessalonians.
我们要记得是神的话的力量在一个人的生活中做工，我们要记得这就是在帖撒罗尼前书里讲到的，这里要讲的。
So he says the gospel came with power, and then he says, you looked at our lives, and as you looked at us, we had an impact on the way you lived.
他说我们神那个福音的力量他记到我们的生活中，你会看见他是怎样去做的。
It says in verse 5, you know how we lived among you for your sake.
这里在第五小节里讲，正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of suffering.And you welcome the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit.
What's that?
Verse 6.
并且你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，你说真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
So you begin to see the power in this chapter, in chapter 1, you see the power of the gospel, but you see the impact of a person's life.Who lived a godly life, and these new believers saw it.
你们在这一章里就看到神那个福音的力量，让这些信徒怎样是在去给他们做一些榜样。
He says, "You know how we lived."
在这里讲的，你知道我们是怎样生活的。
You became imitators because you saw our lives.
你变成了我们的跟随者，是因为你。看到了我们的生活。
You know, there's something good about that. There's something good about having others imitate our lives.
你要知道，这个是一件好的事情。你看到其他的人在你的生活中成了一个，那个跟随者吧。
You might get up and pray, or you might.Serve the Lord in different ways, and you see other new Christians or younger Christians following your example.
你可能早起祷告，你或者去做，去那个祷告，你就会发现其他的那些，新的基督徒会照着你的样子去做。
You know, it's interesting to watch, and you quote a certain verse.Or you say a certain phrase, and you find other believers sometimes saying something similar to that.
他说你如果说是在，你发现是一件很好事，如果你去读一些圣经中的章节或者一段话，你发现其他的人也会跟你有同样的那种感受。
In Tampa, we have a brother that likes to go and hand out tracts in the open air.He likes to hand out tracts to people downtown in the city.
Okay.
We have a Christian
tracks,
that...
What are tracts?
What's that?
I think tracts is the hard part. Gospel papers.
Gospel papers. Tracts. Gospel papers. He likes to hand out little bits of Christian literature.
Okay. 这是在一些公开的场合你去发一些那个圣经什么的。
And he takes a young brother with him, 19 or 20 years old.
他带了一个很年轻的 小伙子跟着他是19岁到20岁呢。
And a few others have joined with them too.
有其他的人跟他们也在一起。
And you begin to see how one believer's actions begin to affect 3 or 4 or 5 different people.
一个信徒他的行为会影响到三到五个其他的信徒的行为。
So our lives impact the lives of other people.
所以我们的生活是影响了其他人的生活。
So he says you became imitators of the Apostle Paul, of Silas and Timothy, and then their lives became models to other people.
所以如果你是效法保罗和提摩太，然后你的生活，他们的生活也影响了其他的人的生活。
Then look what happens next.
看下面发生什么。
Then they begin to preach the word just like Paul preached it.
他们开始那个讲道就像保罗那样去讲道。
And the word began to spread from Thessalonica, from Thessalonica, all through Macedonia and all through the province of Achaia.
所以主的道从你们那里传扬出去，他所有通过所有的传向了马其顿和亚该亚。
I have a map and you can look at it later.
它有一
个图。This whole area of Greece, the entire area of Greece, the gospel went forth from one church.
它下面有一个图，你们下面可以看一下，这所有的那个神的道传遍了整个希腊，从一个教会里传出去的。就是帖撒罗尼迦。
What an amazing thing. From one church,from a number of believers, the word of God spreads through an entire region.
所以这是一个非常奇妙的事情，从一个教堂里，从十几个信徒里，把神的道传遍了整个一个地区。
He says in the last part of verse 7, "Your faith in God has become known everywhere."
所以说他在第七小节的后面一部讲的时候是做了所有信主人的榜样。
So that we do not have to say anything to anyone.
所以我们也不用去跟，所以我们不用说什么话。
For they themselves report what kind of reception that you gave us.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里。
Now look, lastly, look at the last two verses.
要看最后的两个小节。
Why did all of this happen?
为什么这些会发生呢？
Well, the gospel came through three men, Silas, Paul, and Timothy.
那个福音通过了三个人，使徒保罗，那个提西和提摩太。
That gospel transformed those believers in Thessalonica.
这些福音改变了那些在帖撒罗尼迦的人。
And then look at what happens in their lives. Look at their lives, these believers in Thessalonica.
你去想一想这些人他们的生命是怎样，在所有在这些帖撒罗尼迦的人的生命是怎样。
It says they turned to God.
他说他们转向了神。
They turned to God from idols.
他说怎样离弃神离弃偶像归向神
To serve the living and true God
去服侍那又真又活的神
To wait for his son from heaven
等候他儿子从天降临
Whom he raised from the dead Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath
就是从他死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣
But the first part says they turn from God to idols to serve the true and living God.
在第九小节里他说你们是怎样离弃偶像而且归向神要服侍那又真又活的神。
This example, this life change had a tremendous impact.
这个改变这个榜样在那个有一个巨大的影响对人的生活。
It wasn't just what they said, but it's how they lived.
这并不是说他嘴里讲了什么，而是他自己活出来了一个榜样。
Now, what would happen if you told somebody, about the Lord Jesus Christ, you shared the gospel?
他说你想想什么发生呢？如果你去教人家关于主耶稣的人群，你去分享圣经的福音呢？
But your life was no different than you were before.
你教别人的时候，你的生活没有，你的生活没有一点点改变，你想一下是怎么样的？
There's no difference in your life. You did all the old things you did in your life.
你这在你生命里一点改变都没有，你做的跟你以前的事情是一模一样的。
Well, that person would say, but look at your own life.
那个人就会说，你去看看你自己的生活。
Why should I believe what you're saying? It hasn't had any effect in your life.
为什么我要相信你传的道了？因为你的生活一点改变都没有。
They might laugh.
他们会嘲笑你。
They might laugh and walk away.
他们呢嘲笑你以后就转身走开了。
But if your life was different,
如果你的生活发生了重大的改变呢？
If your life was totally transformed,
如果你的生活完完全全的改变了呢？
And you began to share the gospel with them,
你开始向他们传福音的时候，
And they saw your life,
他们看见了你的生活，
That would make a tremendous difference.
这就是会产生一种非常巨大的不同，因为这里
they left the idols, they left their old way of life.
他们这里是讲的他们从完全离开了他们的偶像。
And they began to serve the true and living God.
他们开始要服侍那又真又活的神。
And that was preached, proclaimed all through Macedonia and Greece.
这个就是那个这种传扬出去是传到那个马其顿和希腊所有的地方。
So we have a wonderful beginning in chapter 1 of this New Testament church.
我们有一个非常美的开头在那个新约时代的那个教会的。
How God used this church.
神是怎样用这个教会的。
To reach people throughout the world.
来传扬到其他的世界其他的地方去。
You know, God can, through your life, reach someone who might reach others throughout the world.
Amen.
但是神会通过你的生活也许会传到另外一个人里面去，那个人也会把它传到世界各地去。
You know, you might speak to someone, and they may get saved, and they may go to another part of the world and serve the Lord in some way.
也许你去向一个人传道的时候他得救了，他得救以后他在世界其他的地方去，然后在世界其他的地方他也去传道。
And they might reach others for the Lord Jesus, and it all begins with one person.
他这一个人也可能就让其他很多人都通过他而得救了。
And you begin to see the power of God taking one person and spreading the gospel everywhere.
你看到神的大能就是把一个人通过一个人把神的道传到世界的各地去。
But you know, there's something very interesting about sharing the gospel.
你知道有些东西当你传道的时候有时候是非常有趣的。
God has chosen us.
神拣选了我们。
To share the message.
去传道。
He could have chosen angels.
他可以让天使来传道。
And they would have done a better job, probably.
天使或者说比我们的做得好一些，也许。
He could have spread the gospel message in the clouds somehow, written it in the clouds in the sky for everyone to see.
天使也可能把那个神的道放到云彩上，让世界上各地的人都看得到。
Or he could have done something else, but he chose us.
他也许还有可以用其他的方式，但是神拣选了我们。
He chose our voices and our lives and our hearts.
他选择了我们的声音，我们的身体和我们的心。
To bring the gospel to the world we live in.
把神的道传到我们生活的这个世界里去。
And so may the Lord use you and use me and use this church.
我们要 希望主用我们用你用我用这个教会
to reach more and more people for the Lord Jesus Christ.
把神的道把主耶稣传递到更多更多的人。
Now, do you have any questions?
你有什么
comments about this chapter?
有什么问题和意见吗？关于这一章，或者想发表一些评论？her question is, she wants to know the soil, soil, the soil, the hard soil, hard soil, it's hard to reach that people. Normally, what kind of people is?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay, I think probably the kind of people the Lord is thinking of are religious people. Religious people.
他的观点是，主耶稣在这里讲到的是那些宗教的人。
I think he's thinking of
宗教的。
宗教。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the hard religious people, those were the enemies of the Lord Jesus when he was alive.
法利赛人和那些撒都该人，他们都是那些非常强的有宗教信仰的人，神他是神的敌人，所以神认为他们是比较那个，也主耶稣认为他们是比较难传福音的。
It says in Luke 15, verse 1,
在路加福音的十五章的第一小节。
We can turn to it.
我们呢翻到那里。第十五章第一小节，路加福音。
It says, now the tax collectors and the sinners were gathering, all gathering around to hear him.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
So every kind of sinner was gathered around to hear the Lord Jesus. The worst sinner is considered the tax collector because he sometimes, would steal money along with collecting the taxes.
所有的那些不同的罪人都要接近，主耶稣。这里面最大的那个最坏的就是税吏，因为税吏他们会从他们收的税中间偷钱。
But look at verse 2.
你看看第二小节。
Who didn't come?
谁没有来
？Who didn't come? The Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
所以说谁没有来呢？刚才讲的各种各样的那种坏人都来了，但谁没有来呢？就是法利赛人和那些文士，他们没有来，因为他们是有宗教的。
So I think the hard packed down soil represents the religious sinners, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and today they're the hardest people to reach, aren't they? Others who are very strong in their belief in other religions.Muslims and Hindus and whatever religion they have, they're sometimes the hardest to reach person.
所以说说在这里讲的是那些法利赛人和文士，他们是一种比方的，就是他们是那个坚硬的土壤。然后他说今天呢，我们认为是那些有非常强的宗教信仰的人，是那个是属于那种坚硬的土壤，像穆斯林还有其他的一些有各种各样信仰的那些人，他自己有就不同的信仰的人，那种跟我们不同的那样信仰人，他们属于坚硬的土壤。
But what is encouraging, you see many Pharisees, Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea was a religious, a high ranking religious leader, Jewish leader. The Apostle Paul,Many of these people came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们那个应该很受鼓舞的是，那些非常强的、非常厉害的犹太人，像法利赛人里的尼科底摩，还有一个叫约瑟，还有最有名的就是使徒保罗，他们最后都信了主耶稣。
Okay, good. Any other questions?
还有其他的问题吗？
maybe just a comment. That is that when we tell people the story of the Bible, we don't really know what kind of person they are. So we tell them anyway. And they don't understand yet.
他说他也做一些评论，当我们向人家传福音的时候，我们不知道那个人是属于哪一类的人，所以我们要做好各种各样的准备。
We don't try to figure out what kind of person they are. We just say, listen, we've got good news for you. Jesus loves you, and we tell them the good story.
我们不是要去千方百计去找出这个人是属于哪一类的人，我们就说我们要告诉你一个好消息，告诉主耶稣，告诉那个。
That's it.
Yeah, 耶稣爱你，对。
Just to follow up on Harold, you know the Lord Jesus, there are four kinds of soil.
他说要跟着 Harold 讲一下，主耶稣讲了四种不同的土壤。
The good soil was the most effective.The most receptive.
他说最好的土壤是最有效的。
The hard soil was not as receptive. The rocky soil, not as receptive. The thorny soil was not receptive.
硬土、岩石还有长满荆棘和草的这种土壤是不可接受的。
Now, the Lord knew exactly what kind of people they were.
神主耶稣知道那些人每一个人是什么样的。
But I'm very encouraged that the Lord didn't say, I'm only going to sow seed on the good soil.
而他非常受鼓舞的就是主耶稣并没有说我只把种子撒到好的土壤上去。
The Lord had to keep on sowing seed in my life over and over again.
主不停地往他的心里撒种，不停地撒，不停地撒。
Did you hear, did you believe the gospel the first time you ever heard it?
但是你是不是当你第一次从来没听说过，你第一次听到圣经的时候你就信了呢？
Most people, the Lord sows the seed over and over and over again.
大多数人，神是在不停地往你心里播种。
A lot of us are that hard soil.
我们中间大部分人都是属于那种硬土的。
And the Lord keeps on sowing on all the kinds of soil, and I'm thankful for that.
我一直感激主耶稣，不停地往所有不同的土壤里播种。
Good. Any other? Yes, another question.
关于那四种土壤啊，就是我自己信主以来就是。从我自己的经历还有周围的弟兄姊妹见证，对，我也觉得就是说神有的是办法，就是不管我们现在在做的是老基督徒还是新基督徒还是福音朋友，就是想了解的，甚至于是也没有什么兴趣，但是就是可能各种各样的原因被带到这间房间里面来都没有关系，神对我们每一个人都有他的计划，都有他的时间表。神爱世人，就是世界上所有的人。那么这四种人如果在座的老基督徒也好，新基督徒也要传福音的话，真的就是不用去那个替神担心。假如你碰到的是硬石头，就比如说是我吧，我要说我的经历就太多了，但是我就说一点，就说第一次我听到福音的时候，我那个表现绝对就是那个硬石头，马上就弹回去。但是你放心好了，在你日后的岁月里面，神有本事把你这个石头给你敲碎。
阿门。
对。
他硬是有办法给你敲碎，最后。种子撒进来，然后让你长出来。或者你说我碰到一个人，那个人就是一个荆棘土地你放心好了，神有的是办法把你那个荆棘一点一点的拔掉，最后土壤露出来，再撒进去的时候就长出来了。总之就是神的那个力量真的是远远超乎我们的想象。
不好意思哦，让你翻译这么翻，我就简单的跟他们翻译一下。
It's a long question.
It's not a question. It's a comment.
Oh, yeah.
I just summarize her comments because she said, even her own testimony or others' testimony, no matter you are old Christian or younger Christian.
Even non-Christian.
She said that God has many way to open your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Many way to sow the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said when she first heard about the gospel, She just like a hard soil,
mm-hmm.
bounce back.
It's not soil, it's just a stone.
Even the stone. So even no matter what soil you are, God has a way to deal with that.
God has a way.
Even she is a
stone.
She said even she is a rock.
Right.
Yes.
In the God will break the rock,
right.
And put the seed in her heart.
There's a verse in Jeremiah, I think 23 maybe, where it says, the word of God is like a hammer breaking the rock to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so he breaks rocks and he sows on hard seed and he reaches our lives and he does it in all different ways and he keeps on coming. What I'm thankful for, I was raised in a Christian home, and I rejected the gospel over and over again, many, many times. And the Lord didn't say, well, you had every opportunity. You had many, many more opportunities than many other people, and so now I'm going to go to somebody else. He didn't. He kept on coming to me.
Yeah,他说的意思就是说,他说在耶利米书23章里,他记得好像是在那个里面,就说神的话就像一个锤子。 他会把那些岩石都锤碎敲碎，他在他的生活中呢，就是神就不断的在向他心里撒种，然后他就说神并不是说啊你这个太难撒种，我去找别人，他神就不停的往他心里撒。
So the verse is Jeremiah 23, verse 29. God's word is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces.
耶利米书23章29节，大家读一下。耶利米书23章29节。这里讲的是我的话岂不像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗？
So that's your verse for your life.
这就是你
23,
你要把这一节记住，是你生活中。
Amen. Well, our time is gone.
来，我们时间到了。耶利米书23章29节，我们时间到了，要做祷告了。
So the good news is this.Our time is gone, but the Bible isn't gone.
好消息。
You can read the Bible when you get home.
好消息是时间没了，但圣经我们一直就有，你们可以回家去读。
And you read it in the day, and you read it in the middle of the night.
就是你在白天读，在半夜读。
And God will speak to you every time you read it. God will speak to you. You keep reading it. It's like a hammer. The hammer's just got to go. And after a while, the rock begins to crumble.
每当你读神的话的时候，神就会跟你讲话，神就不停地跟你讲话，就像一个锤子一样，不停地敲打那个石头，最后敲碎为止。
Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we're finished for today.
那我们来做一个祷告，然后今天就结束了。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要感谢你，因为圣经感谢您。
If you didn't tell us what life was all about, Lord, we'd be just as lost as those other people.
如果您不是告诉我们所有关于圣经的话，我们就会像其他人一样失丧了。
We're thankful that the truth of God came to us.
我们一直感恩神的话来到我们的生活中间。
And we're thankful that you gave us the power to turn to God from idols.
我们感谢您让给我们力量，让我们离开偶像，然后转向神。
And not only to follow, but to serve the living and the true God.
我们不当像又活又神的人，跟随又活又活的神，我们还为神做工。
So Lord, thank you for all the good things you do for us.
主啊，我们感谢您在我们做。给我们所做的所有的好的事情。
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together today.
感谢神把我们今天聚集在一起。
And thank you for sending David and Faith to be with us, to love us, and to teach us.
感谢您派大卫和费斯来到我们中间爱我们教我们。
So Lord, just continue now to bless us and build us. May we grow.In the knowledge of God from the Word of God.
我们的祷告是我们在不断的学习中不断的成长不断的学习更多的神的知识。
We remember, Lord, that many of our friends are not here today. They are in China and elsewhere.
我们记得好多我们的朋友今天不在这里他们可能在中国。
And we pray that you will bless them and keep them and preserve them there.
我们祝福是您祝福他们保护他们保守他们
And that you will bring them back to us soon.
也你很快把他们带回来
And we commit all these things to you again giving thanks.
我们把所有的都交到您手里并献上感恩
And we do so in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for today. Lord bless you all.
Did a good job. Made it hard for you, but you did a good job.
Thank you.